Hey, Rach, your hair and makeup for the last race day we went to was flawless.
Why, thank you.
Because I usually only see you in activewear.
But yes.
Lee McCoy did her magic and you looked amazing.
Yeah, if you are getting married or even just having an event, you want to look and stand out, you want to feel your best, then our girl Lee McCoy is the answer.
Yeah, Lee's all about making women feel empowered, strong and beautiful at any age.
Not only hair and makeup, but styling too. When you say stylist, right, you think you have to be rich and famous to have one. But Lee McCoy has packages to suit everyone, from Gucci to Kmart and everything in between. If you have a particular occasion or just want a wardrobe refresh, then Lee McCoy is your girl.
Visit leemccoy.com for more or send her a message on Insta at leemccoy_. LEIGHMCCOY _. Episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast, and Rach, we're separate again.
It just feels so foreign right now, Katie. I feel just so distant from you because we are now sitting back in our own home offices, and this time around you've got your home office. You're not in the closet anymore.
No, I'm not in the wardrobe anymore. I've actually got a desk. I'm all set up for it. And it's funny because I did this whole like office room with everything you need. You know, you've got to go to office work and get your stationery and you've got your computer set up and everything's all good. And then all of a sudden we weren't in lockdown anymore. It was really quick. Thank goodness I did do it though, because we're back in lockdown and hopefully it's not for long this time.
It was just so quick, wasn't it? They just pulled the trigger and bang, we're back into.
It was literally 6 o'clock. Wasn't it Thursday? And they said 6 o'clock Friday, everything shut down. And it's like, what? Hang on for a second. We were worried about Sydney and Melbourne. We were swanning around nothing could ever happen.
Oh, people were relocating to Queensland because of this, and now. As quick as that, we're back in it and we're locked down. So that's okay.
Did you see that Melbourne straight away shut their borders? I feel like that was just their way of going, oh, now the tables have turned.
I did say that to someone this morning. I said, you know, like Queensland just had it too good for too long and now, bang, now we're just going to shut our borders to you. You are not welcome. Okay, guys, we're going to bounce back. We're going to bounce back strong.
What is good, though, is people are back on the memes. I mean, people have only been locked down for 3 days, but I'll read you this one. Okay. Bob forgot his wedding anniversary. His wife was mad. She told him, tomorrow morning, I expect to find a gift in the driveway that goes from 0 to 200 in 6 seconds, and it better be there. The next morning, when his wife woke up, she looked. Gift wrapped in the middle of the driveway, she opened it and found a brand new bathroom scale. Bob has been missing since Friday. Am I a bad mum for saying no more to kids' meals? By the way, that's not no more kids' meals ever. They're not eating again. It's no more kids' meals when we're out in a restaurant. I've put my foot down and we're not doing it anymore.
No more kids' meals. Not allowed. Kids' meals, kids' specials. Kids' meals usually come with a drink and an ice cream at the end in most places.
Yep.
Just no.
No, I've decided against it, mainly because my kids will only ever go for chicken nuggets and chips. So when we go on holidays, which we did recently, last week we were away in Cairns for 5 nights, and I found that all they were eating, lunch and dinner, chicken nuggets and chips. And I was like, you can't just have chicken nuggets and chips, because my girls don't like meat. So they don't go for the, you know, steak option. They don't go for the fish option. It's always just chicken nuggets and chips. And by the way, they don't consider chicken nuggets as real chicken. And it probably isn't anyway, to be fair. I mean, it's some part of the animal, but who knows what. So I decided it's just not healthy. Like, you go on holidays and they're just not eating anything healthy. It's chips, lunch, dinner, every day, chips. So obviously, you know, you've got kids, and if they're eating an adult-sized meal first of all, it's going to be expensive. And secondly, they're not going to eat it all. So mm-hmm. the options were to choose an adult meal that they could share.
Yeah.
But I had another idea. Sides. Make a meal out of the sides. For example, right. if you go to, you know, a nice restaurant, maybe it's a steak restaurant or something like that. My kids don't like steak. There's not very much option. So I go, okay, maybe roast potatoes, side of roast potatoes, side of broccolini, side of carrots. And you can actually make a healthy meal out of the sides and it's not going to cost you a fortune.
So clever. So clever. I actually used to eat like that myself. That's exactly what I did when I was flying. order the sides.
You do actually order kids' meals though.
What happens though when you become a grown adult and then only want to order the kids' meals? Because sometimes the size for me is just too much. So then I just order like the kids' sliders and it's just so much easier because I don't want a whole burger.
Yeah. I mean, some of the restaurants don't let you do it though. You know how they have like an age limit? Like you can't be over 14 or whatever, sometimes over 12.
So we just went away, Sam and I, but we went without the kids over New Year's and I sat down and it was a lunchtime thing. And again, you're in a restaurant and they were all like, oh, you know, they were starving. We've been for this big hike. And he's like, I just want a big burger. And I was like, oh, I just don't feel like I'm hungry, but I'm not. And anyway, this lovely young guy comes over and I made sure that like everyone had ordered and then I'm last. And I was like, hey, can I get this one? Just the $12 kids one. Like it's just sliders. I'm totally down with it. He goes, you want a kids meal? I was like, don't need to shout. He's like, yeah, you can have a kids meal. Usually it's only for 12 years. I was just like,
I'm a little over.
Just a smidge older than 12. I was like, well, my kids aren't here. So I know it's not going to, I hate wasting food and I can waste food. And I get when you say, you know, getting the girls a main meal, a main size meal and sharing it. Like that's smart. I would never think that. I would not have thought of that. But then the sides, so smart.
Yes. Or entrees. You could do, you know, a couple of mixed entrees if there's some things on there that the kids might like. But that guy actually was quite nicer than you do that because often they don't let you do that. But he probably looked at the rest of the table and has gone, well, I'm actually making some good money on Sam's meal. Sam's massive, gigantic meal. So that's okay. We'll just let it slide.
We'll feel sorry for her and give her the pigeon meal. That's fine. We'll just get you all right. Just take it easy.
But I struggle taking my kids to restaurants at all at the moment. There was a particular time that we were in a really nice restaurant and it was quite an expensive restaurant and, you know, we were really looking forward to it. It looked really lovely. We were going to treat ourselves and we got to this restaurant. We actually call it now the Dinner of Doom because the kids were an absolute nightmare. And I don't know why it was this particular day. And it was annoying me even more because I was like, we're spending a lot of money on this dinner and we've dressed up nicely and there's lots of other people around and there's no young kids and you're really playing up. And you know, like if your kids play up in Macca's, you're fine. I mean, it's annoying, but you're fine. You're not embarrassed because everyone's kids are playing up in Macca's. Probably something to do with all the
chemicals
and E-numbers. But this particular dinner, there was a problem with everything. We had a spilt drink in probably the first 10 minutes. There's a hair on my plate. We had that going on. I'm not eating that. We had that. Can I have a different fork? I don't want to sit in this seat. It was like bam, 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 bam. Everything that could be annoying about taking the kids to a restaurant happened. And I just was like, we got to the end of the meal and I felt like I didn't enjoy it at all, not even the food, because I just wasn't in that frame of mind anymore. And I felt like what a waste of money that was, spending that amount on a really nice dinner. And I just wish that we'd gone there on our own. And actually, I did contemplate getting them room service up in the room and us going down for dinner.
See, you should have done that then. You already knew the answer. Your intuition had told you it's not going to be good from the start. Just leave them in the room. They're nearly that old.
Can you do that? That's allowed. They're 12.
You can do that. They're 12. They're so much older than what we were when we were left home alone. When we were
imagine that though, like you walk down, oh, your children not accompanying you to dinner today? No, they're up in the room. We got them room service. They've got chicken nuggets and chips, and we've got oysters and champagne. It's beautiful. We're all dressed up. They're doing TikToks.
I'm not seeing anything wrong with this, Katie. I'm totally down with this situation. I just get it. I totally get it. And I know why you do it. And I'm in full support of it, because there's nothing worse than going to a beautiful restaurant and
having children there
25 times. Like this, it just, it grates on you and it grates on you. And then by the fifth time you've been to the toilet, it's done. The joke is over. I actually don't want to. And I get to the point where my quota, I'm like, I just want to go. I just want to go home now. Like, I don't even need, we don't need dessert. We don't need anything. Like, I get to the point where I am done. So I get it. I'm in full support. And your kids are old enough.
Yeah.
Lock the door. You'll be fine. TikTok your heart out.
And tomorrow night, we go to Macca's.
The drive-thru.
If you are getting married or even just having an event, you want to feel your best, our girl Lee McCoy is the answer.
Yeah, Lee's all about making women feel empowered, strong and beautiful at any age, transforming women both internally and externally.
So not only hair and makeup, but styling too. Lee McCoy has packages to suit everyone.
Visit leemccoy.com for more or send her a message on Insta at leemccoy_LEIGHMCCOY_